Today's daf is daf ches. We got up to the two dots. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, so the last thing that we learned was the reason that we use a ner instead of an avukah. And we also came out yesterday with the halakha that if you're absolutely in the sun, either you're in a chadra or you have the sun directly above you with in a opening in your roof and some kind of skylight, then you can be bodik to the or. Just to mention that there's a question there as to whether it means the chatkila to be bodik to the or. Meaning you could do the bedika maybe the next day. Rashi says, Rashi's lashon is the ein tzarich lahavila or haner balayla labotav bayom. And indeed, many hold that if you have a place close to the light, there's even those who hold that you can put off the bedika until the daytime in the 14th. Most hold that all that this means is that lechatchila you can be bodek something or hayom before the chiyuv of bedika. Then it is considered to be bodek even lechatchila. Then there's no inyan to put off the bedika until the leil of the 14th. It's just they will koveya at that point the bedika. But if you have been bodek before, isn't there? Hey, who's the wolf? They're certainly not going to bother you about it. It's absolutely okay. That's the mashmaut of Rashi, and there aren't many who argue on that. So, I mean, it's certainly a very acceptable thing to do. It seems to be actually the minute. The only thing is that you have to be careful that when you are bodek, that you make sure that it doesn't become a mokum shemachnitzin b'chametz again. As you cover it, you make sure that the kids aren't exposed to that or whatever it is. But that would mean that you can actually take care of an awful lot of issues before Pesach, and then when the Leil HaBedika comes along, at that point, things are maybe a lot easier for you. So any place where the sun is directly connected to a window, you can actually be bodek those areas with the sunlight, and then you don't have to be torah in the drawers of your closet there a week before, and so on and so forth. And many will say, even if that's perfectly okay.
Also,
and that's the mashmaut in Rashi very clearly.
That's it's also previous to the 14th, you can be with a candle at night, and that's
what Bechor, why not? Yeah, certainly nothing, you know. There are those who say because the Rayom is the best bedika, but I mean, the mashmaut is that they didn't say, you have to put off your bedika until the 14th. I mean, what would be the score of such a thing?
There's no sunlight, you have to use a candle.
Then you have to use a candle.
Even though it's lighted up
right.
In this room.
Right. That was the case of the Aruba, with the lights coming right. Down. But right around, in the penumbra, already you're not able to use the Aura Achama.
Rec sunlight.
Rebbe,
does it affect
the
scala? Because a lot will be hindered by hanging dolls. But like a room like this, there's a lot of natural light.
Yeah, no. We're not talking about natural light. We're talking about the actual penetration of the sun. When you say any place where there's no hafasat chametz, how far do you mean, like a room, or do you mean even details? The word kol is to add even, let's say, shelves. So let's say you have a room in your dining room. You certainly, but you have the chorei habayit elyonim v'tachtonim, very common in the Rova, where the old homes with the big ceilings, and little places, niches, where you put things in. And it's right there in your dining room. You say, certainly, there's a room, shemachnizim b'chom. It's no komakom comes to tell me that even a shelf like that, if it's not a normal place to go in the middle of a meal, and why would you, certainly not a place where you would put chametz in. So you don't have to be bothered. V'gag ha-yitziyah, v'gag ha-migdal. So if you have even the roof of a yitziyah, yitziyah is what we would call a machsan, a type of machsan where the roof goes at an angle. There's a small extension off the backyard, like the gaz closet that they used to have for the balloons and that. So there, even though it's the size, the correct size and location for you maybe to put down chametz on, but because the roof is ba'alakson, you don't have to worry about it. Because whatever would be, that would have fallen off, blown off, and that's not a problem. Or the
guy,
huh?
No,
you can't. It's on an angle.
What's
because you go out to turn on the gas, carrying your sandwich. The gag ha-migdal, or the roof of a closet. Roof of a closet where it is flat, but lamaisi, now you don't put things on the roof of the closet, you put things on the shelves in the closet, or the drawers in the closet. Verefet bakar, or if you have a barn, where even if you would drop something, they'd get to it eventually. The lulin, and certainly they get to it there. Umatbein, those little chickens are always getting all the pieces of furniture. Or a matbein, which is a place where you would store heaven and wouldn't be going into in the middle of a meal. Or Osrod Yayin Votsrod Shemin, Ein Tzrichim Bedika. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mitah Cholekit Betoch HaBayit U'Mafseket, Tzricha Bedika. If you have a bed that you use as a room divider, then, now, there's two very different ways of learning this. In the Yerushalmi, it's much more like the Rabbi Yochanan learns, and Tosfos learns, that the meaning of a Cholekit U'Mafseket is a room dividing bed, which goes from one wall wall to the other, and therefore it's completely mafsik, in order to create a storage area between it and the wall. And the question is, what's the din of the storage area? The only way that you can get to that area is either by crawling over the bed or by climbing under the bed. So you know when it says tzricha bedika, so there the mashma'ut is that the, I gotta tell you, there's three different yisra'ot according to that approach. So the question is, are we talking about the things on the other side of the bed? It's not the derech to go there if you have to crawl under the bed or climb over the bed with chametz. Are we talking about the area under the bed specifically? But and it doesn't say tzricha bedika, it's tzricha bedika, it's a different yisra'ot. Rashi keeps things simple. According to Rashi, mafseket doesn't mean the bed is mafsek from one wall to the other. Mafseket means, and there is an area between the bed and the floor. So what's the din of that area which is mufsak by the bed? So in other words, choleket would mean horizontally, and mafseket would mean vertically. That's how Rashi learned. So there, tzricha bedika, underneath the bed, you have to be bodek. Avra minu. If you have, let us say, in one of those thick walls, such as you have here, and there is a chor, one of these niches, that goes through actually between two homes, and each side uses that shelf as a place to store things. Each one puts his hand as deeply as he can. You're not mechuyev to bring instruments in order to get things inside and rake it out and so on. You check as far as you possibly can. Your hand goes all the way in with the nair, and that's sufficient. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, mita hacholeket betoch habayit. If you have a room-dividing bed in a room, ve'itzim v'avanim sidurim tachteha, and you've got things under the bed, umapseket, again, according to Rashi, this means, and there is space between the bed and the top of the junk that's under the bed, there might be additional chametz there, einatzricha bedika. So why over here does it say you don't have to check under the bed, and why before does it say you do have to check under the bed? Kasha mita amita. So isn't that a contradiction? And kasha chorina chorin, here it says you do have to check the niche in the wall, there it said you didn't have to check the niche in the wall. Obviously, the chorin is not a problem, because it doesn't say over here where they were. Before we were talking about chorin gvoin, or chorin that were down on the ground, which are not places that you use comfortably, and therefore they're not mekomot shemachnisim bo chametz. The Rebbe points out if you've got little kids, then the ones that are close to the floor would be mekomot shemachnisim bo chametz, because machnisim doesn't mean that the standard usage is such, but rather that it's a reasonable chashash that it was a place where somebody put in chametz. So the chorin achorin is not a problem, because habi eloi betatoi, what we said before, you don't have to check a niche. It's talking about niches that are out of reach or out of comfortable reach. They're too far down for me to bend down through. They're too high up for me to be wanting to put anything in there. Whereas the ones that you have to check between the homes are b'mitziyot. Those are the ones that are mid-level in the wall that are comfortable to use. And indeed, both sides are using. Mita amita lokasha. And the problem with the bed is not a problem, because ad medalia ad mitzvata. One is talking about that it's very high, and according to Rashi, therefore leaves a lot of comfortable space to use under the bed. Or according to Tosfos, therefore it's too high to climb over easily, so you're not going to go over to the other side. Obviously, different. We're talking about high in different ways relative to what the usage would be. But in any event, according to Rashi, if it's midaloi, so if it's up high, then there's got a lot of room underneath. If there's room underneath it, then you may indeed store under it. No, this mita was in the house of the seven dwarves, but in a normal house, if there's kids there, then obviously none of this applies, right? For sure we're planning. Otsrot yayin. You're saying otsrot yayin, you just said don't need bedika? What about the brayta that says otsrot yayin sarich bedika? Otsrot shemen ain't sarich bedika. How do you explain that? Well, that's Be'alchem HaSkirin. It's tapek. When it says it needs a bedika, it's talking about the type of otsrot yayin that are a pantry, not that are a deep wine cellar. So therefore, you might go there in the middle of a meal, because you've run out of wine. You run out of wine, so you want to replenish your wine. You go into the otsrot, and you take some wine out. Well, if that's the case, you say the same thing about the otsrot shemen. I don't understand. It's the same thing. Once you're telling me it's a place where you'll go into the middle of the meal, why won't you go into otsrot shemen? It's the same type of otsrot shemen. It's accessible in the meal. Yeah, but that's because shemen is not a problem, because yesh kval achila. We're not concerned of running out of oil. You bring whatever you're going to need for the meal. You bring it and put it on the table. It's going to be enough salad dressing. But when it comes to drinking, in kval ashtir, people get turned on to drink. Yeah, let's bring out another bottle. They never thought they were going to go that far. Yeah, it's one of those things that tends to lead you on. I have some excellent tea, if that would help. Sure.
Sorry about that.
Of course, when it comes to Bavel over there, they don't have much wine. Boy, they got beer. So the beer pantry in Bavel is the equivalent of the wine pantry in France. I mean, in Eretz Yisrael. But of course, that's only the mistaper. It's only the type of pantry that's not storage, but that's accessible. What kind of beer did they have in Bavel?
Date beer.
That's what Bavel was all about.
Date?
Yeah, of course. Shechar was of dates. Huh? Absolutely kosher of Pesach beer. That's a fantastic new frum idea. Let me tell you. Shechar Bavel.
Kosher of Pesach. We had the restaurant from the Gemara, you know, also.
Amr Chista, Bedagim in Tzarech Bedika, a fish storage area. You're going to have like smoked fish and so on. You don't go in there in the middle of a meal, and therefore it doesn't require Bedika. Again, because normally you figure what you're going to use and you bring it out. It's not the type of place to go in the middle of a meal. The Braita says, Vatanya Tzrichim Bedika, Lokash, Haberaver, Vehabezutra. It depends. If you're talking about a sardine storage place, you're not going to always run out of sardines. If you're talking about salmon, you're going to bring out a salmon, you know, bring out two salmon. Bring out what you need. Interesting how things change. Because they had to have a candle storage pantry. What do you do if you run out of light? So that was the Beikiri. It's a wax storage. Right? The candles, yeah. So that's sort of become a bit archaic in our times, but you can always run out of chashmal. So in other words, in our terms, your chashmal closet, where the chashmal turns off in the middle of the meal, needs bedika. And Beit Tzivi, the Beit Milchi is where you store your salt. Of course, that's super valuable. Refapa Beit Tzivi, which would be your energy closet, that's where you have your firewood. Ubeit Tamrei, where you store your dates. Tzarech bedika. These are only for unmarried bochum. You don't have to stick your hands into places that are cracks and holes because there's a sakana. Sakana? What type of sakana are we talking about? You're going to get a scorpion bite or something. So then obviously you're not going to put chametz in there in the first place, and it's not a makom shemakniseim bo chametz. So why would you have to look there anyway? How'd you use it for storage if you're not willing to put your hand in there? Lo tzrich the nafa. It's talking about over here that the nafal, Rashi learns the nafal means that the house collapsed, or this area collapsed, over the chametz. Tosfos learns not over the chametz, because if you know that there's chametz there, Tosfos Yeshita is that you have to go in there with tools to get it out, and that the din of collapse is only said like the din of bedika, not the din of chametz. We'll see later on, a lot of machloksin about whether it's din of mevu'ar, what level that which the Gemara is about to address. Others learned enough foul, you didn't use it, the chametz fell into the hole, is the meaning. In other words, you had it right on the edge, and then it got knocked, and it fell all the way down inside. So now, because it's sakana, there were not machai of you to stick your hand in there. So therefore, ask the Gemara, why would I need to be voting anyway? Because this would be the equivalent of chametz shenaflalav mapolat, ariel kemuvuar. So if it's underneath the collapsed building, it's not accessible, so then there's no need to get rid of it, because that is gotten rid of. What's the difference whether it's a landfill or whether it's in a collapsed building field? You're going to throw out the chametz and put in a landfill. That's exactly what happened. So it is mevuar. But there's a difference between a case where a keleb is yochol chapesach harav or not. Here we're talking about, because when it says that it's kimuvuar, it means that it cannot become uncovered, the natural state of affairs. An animal is not going to be able to snuffle it out and get under there. It's really completely covered with stones and debris. So there in a keleb yochol chapesach harav, but here we're talking about, look, you don't want to stick your nose into it, because of the akrav, but the dog won't mind. He'll look into it. So over there, they say you're not mechuyev. But wait, it's a mitzvah to go there. And then Rebbe Elazar says shluchei mitzvah inan lizokin. Surely no scorpion is going to come and attack you when you clearly have that head. I mean, the scorpion's going to think, what's he doing there with a candle? Must be because of it. That's certainly not going to bite you at such a time. Amar Rav Ashi. But what happens if he's not only looking for his chametz, but he figures, as all of our women do, my lost diamond necklace, I'll find it when I search for the chametz. Eventually it will show up. So maybe he lost a pin, and he's not only looking for the chametz, but he's looking for the pin. And then he's not a shluchei mitzvah anymore. And there Atila Unipat is going to look for his pin, and then he's not called Shluchim Mitzvah, and the scorpion's going to get him. Therefore, because we're chayshah that everybody may have these shalolishma issues, we can't rely on Shluchim Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, what's wrong? I got a lav mitzvah. What do you mean? It's not a mitzvah to do it for some other purpose, but it's still a mitzvah. Because I mean, it says over here, he may come to Baham. Essentially, he's doing bedikat chametz. The only thing is, he's saying, out of this bedikat chametz, I'm looking for my necklace. Huh? So is that there? Vatanya omer sela zulit tzedakah. Somebody who gives a buck to tzedakah, bishvil sheyeh yebeni. Oh, sheyeh ben olam haba. Okay, so the guy's got a whole cheshbon. No. Fine, but nonetheless, I mean, still in terms of his performance of this particular mitzvah, his performance is a perfectly good performance. He's doing the mitzvah. He's once out of the schus of the mitzvah that such and such should happen. Here also, he wasn't going to look for the necklace. He's doing a mitzvah. He's hoping that out of the asik and the mitzvah will come some other thing. So in terms of his behavior, when Sarah is a tzaddik gamur, it doesn't mean overall. I mean, in other words, in this particular issue, his performance, tzedakah refers basically to performance. And his performance is the performance of a mitzvah. I'm telling you, I'm a chassid. He has to do the fnei mishrat hadin. We should look into his kavanas. It's tzedek doesn't look at your kavanas. Tzedek, is it a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. Saying it's not the greatest mitzvah. What's that to its head? No, it's not even called Shalom Lishma. It's called Lishma Vishalom Lishma. He has other issues he wants to bring out of it. Tosfos asks from the Al Tiyu Ka'avadim HaMisham Shemet HaRav, isn't this a violation of Al Tiyu Ka'avadim? Tosfos says, but the only time that we say Al Tiyu Ka'avadim HaMisham Shemet HaRav HaMinat Kabil Pras is when your entire Ka'avadim is being Ka'avadim. And if you wouldn't have, that's the Amanat. If I wouldn't have this Pras, I wouldn't do it. I'd rather not give the fuck that's about it. But if I would give it anyway, so then it's not considered to be a violation. Of course it is. Definitely the Rambam is saying, right? Al yomar adam harenios en mitzvot atarabi shvil sheyeh yebeni. Or kidei sheyeh ben olam haba. That's not the way you should do it. V'lo mivnei davar sheba'olam. Not for anything at all. Certainly according to him, it is shalom lishma. So what? Tzadik Gomer can't do things shalom lishma. Because again, tzedek is a reference to behavior al-kavat tzedek.
According to Rashi, he's responding to the symbol of the Gemara.
Right. And that's called Lishma. Other issues are irrelevant as long as he's responsive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. Ah, says the Gemara, true. But suppose he finishes the Bedika, but he keeps looking because he wants to find out. I looked enough for the comments. But I mean, the diamond was much smaller. So I do a better job for the diamond. But already completed the mitzvah. So now, now the scorpion picks up that, he's still here. Right? Who tired them up? So maybe that's why we can't do it. So Dilma Bata the Badagatili Unibatra. He's going to keep looking for his pin.
If it's still possible to decide in there, then how is he even trying to do this sort
of? For comets, he only has to look for big pieces of comets. And for diamonds, he has to look for tiny diamonds. It's all relative. That's what Sarna used to tell me about the Lashon of Birkat HaMazon. Eretz Chemda Tova Urchava. What's the Rechava? We don't have Gvulot B'tuchim. It's okay, but when everything's relative, you talk about a diamond. How big does a diamond have to be the whole diamond? Somebody will look at the diamond, they'll say, this? You call this big? You see my ranch in Texas? Remember by Yitzchak Amar? Mishum Sakanat HaNochrim. It's not referring to scorpions. It's referring to the goyim who are going to say that you're doing some type of magical thing, which they always do around Pesach. The Jews have put anthrax into the wells. What do you think they were doing there in the middle of the night with candles in that broken down building? Now, what do you think they were doing? Blood. Now, whatever. So therefore, it says, according to Plimo, the Tanya Chorsha ben Yehudil Armai, if there's a hole, says the Tanakama, between a Jewish home and a non-Jewish home. So you do the bedika ad makom shiadom agat, and since you don't have access to anything else, hashar mevat lo belivo, you just do bitul. Says Flimo, don't do bedika on a hole next to a goy. Call atzmo in el bodek, mipnei ha-sakana. My sakana. What, I mean, you never sakana kshafim. If the problem is that the goyim are going to accuse you of witchcraft, So then how did you use it all year round? I mean, why don't they say you're doing stuff in the hole, and anything bad that happens to them in their house, obviously the Jew was broadcasting vibes through the hole. So how'd you use it in the first place? I mean, you're telling me there's no difference between broad daylight and regular usage and coming with a candle and a feather in the middle of the night? What would you think if your neighbor was doing that kind of stuff in the middle of the night? So obviously, you know, Hatam Kishtam is your mama. Come on, it's the daytime. And there's light all around. He's not carrying a candle. Even he can't think that. What's he doing there? He must be doing T-shirt. He figures, what's he doing there? He's putting in a new cable for his TV, obviously. But in the middle of the night, he starts getting nervous. Hi, Omer Rabbi Elazar. Why is Flimo concerned with the problem of the goyim saying that it's kishuv? Isn't it shluchei mitzvah? And shluchei mitzvah inam nizokim? But this is different. Scorpions, the mela, they know the difference. But a goy? If it's something that is so reasonable that it's going to happen, then you're not allowed to be soimech on shluchei mitzvah inam nizokim. Shneemar vayomer Shmuel echelech. Unbelievable story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, okay, Shmuel, I want you to go down, and you'll be Moshe David ben Yishai, and he's going to be the new king. So Shmuel says to God, wait, how can I go? It's dangerous.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, so God answers him, that's a good point. I'll tell you what, I got an idea. Why don't you pretend that you're going to bring a carpet? I'm like, he doesn't say, if I tell you to go, you don't think you can rely on me? That never occurs to anybody, he should have said. So he comes up with a plan. It's unbelievable. So much for Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizokin. You should have tied it to Shmuel. What's the matter? You never learned the Gemara, Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizokin. If I tell you something that's not good enough, then the Moshe Rabbeinu is better than me. So you see that it must be. So Mamela, you clearly are not allowed to rely on. Like this, we usually think mitzvah means, okay, the mitzvah didn't take into consideration the dangers of the situation. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, he's probably smart enough to think of that, no? No. You respond to the mitzvah as if it's a mitzvah in the Torah. The Baruch Hu told you something. It's given with exactly the same guidelines. There's no assumptions you have a right to make. But you said, what did I say? I said go. I said I'm going to protect you. I said you're not going to get hurt. I understand when I say something, obviously, it only is meaningful within context. If the context is that it's dangerous, and I have to analyze it. That's what the Chaloisa says. I mean, whatever the normal understanding is. I don't give you all of the details. It's like that horrible story of the Urim Batumim, you know. Should we go to war? Absolutely. 120,000 people killed. You said I should go to war. I didn't say you'd win.
Listen up,
you have to know what to ask. You have to know how to listen. What's that? No, I'm doing mitzvahs kengi to listen to the rabbon. But it's an amazing thing because I mean, you find people that you know. But what do you mean? It's a mitzvah. It must be the way. This will work out. I can risk anything because I don't lead a normal life. So, and I'm doing it for a mitzvah. If God told you in your ear to do it, it would make no difference.
It also depends on each person. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Our own spasayim." So Hashem says, "Pika arov."
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
When Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Our own spasayim," so Hashem says, "Then take arov and his brother." In other words. But he never was macabre that would be danger. He didn't say Pharaoh would kill me. So then it's not an issue.
Yeah,
it's difference whether you'd be protected or not.
I don't think it's fair to compare those two cases. Some say it makes a difference, by the way. I mean, some actually learn the sugya that's the Machlokes, the Tanakam and the Flimo, but you should view it as making a difference. But I mean, over there, it was clear to Moshe from the approach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wasn't being told; it was a suggestion. Leich va'eshlachacha. The leich va'eshlachacha is, look, you have to be ready to go, and then I'll make you. But I'm not telling you go. The moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu said go, you shut up. Okay, fine, I'm going. So in the discussion as to whether I'm willing to accept the shliach, it's a whole different idea. That's part of the nature of the youth. Supposed to be a shliach,
as opposed to being a tzibur.
Right. It's only after Vayichar HaMashem that he's forced to go.
But in either case,
he probably would have kept arguing for another year.
But in either case, he never expressed the worry about, of all the worries, he never expressed the worry of Sakon.
Well, over there it was specifically part of the Shulchan that it wasn't a Sakon. I'm telling you, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to, you know, he's not really going to let you go. But your job is to say the words.
pre-existing.
Right. In the introduction to the Shalichut, that's a good point, too. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, by the way, I'm not telling you to do something dangerous. It's a problem, right? Yeah. It's this week's parasha. In other words, it's as if it's saying, I'm not, look, I mean, the fact that he asked Yitro permission is part of the same thing. What are you asking Yitro permission? If I tell you that you should go, then that means I'm being dofi your neder. Why does it mean that? This is a mitzvah now. It has to be handled in the same context as anything else in life. It doesn't become an absolute because I say it. It's unbelievable. But as our president has said, that here HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes in the... it's interesting. Why doesn't the Gemara bring a riot from there? Why doesn't the Gemara bring a riot from what you just said? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell Moshe Ki Meitu Kol HaNashim HaShem HaVakshim Et Nafshecha? She just say, well, okay, I'll take care of it for you. You know, well, here's an ace. No. Next, I'll have a Chinese Rebbe over here. Bo'minei Rav. Hani b'nei de Rav, the diary bebaga. Ma'ala ma'ite kadma v'chashuch al Rav. These kids that come to school that live out in the boondocks. What is the din about the heter to have them come to school early in the morning or come to Beis HaMedrash late at night for Seder? I mean, is it dangerous for them to go out in the dark? Omalu Neitu, let them come. Alayvi al Tzavari, I tell you, I take any deaths on my own. Nothing's going to happen to them. And Nezel Mai, can they go home? Oh, I didn't think of that. I can't tell you if they can go home, but they can certainly come. one-time event. It never occurred to me they'd also want to go home. They can come. Itzmar, Amar Rav Elazar. If you come to do a mitzvah, then the way home is included in the shlichut. So it's okay to go home too. Kiman ki aitana. Tanya isi ben Yehuda omer. Tlapesha amrat Torah. Lo yachmod ish et artzicha. So it says over here, lo yachmod ish, you're going to go up to the shalosh regalim. Don't worry about the problem of leaving things behind and your vulnerability, because you should know that lo yachmod ish et artzicha ba'alotcha le'rot et pnei Hashem elokecha. What's the et? Is that Tosfos means? What's the et artzicha? Because an et always comes to be marba, something which is tafel artzicha, right? Tafel. That would include melamed shete paratcha ro'aba efer. You could have your cow wandering out there in the mountain trails, and the ein chaya mezikata. Nothing's going to happen to it. The local lions won't eat it. Tarnegolatcha minakeret ba'ashpa. You can have your chicken going around making do for itself. The ein chulda mezikata, and it's not going to get bit by a weasel or a rat. And it's, I mean, obviously, if ma elu shedarkan rizok inan nizokin, madach, these animals, which often come to nasty ends, even there, the Torah is guaranteeing you, don't worry about it. Huh? Without. Go, everybody can go up, don't worry about it. So, b'nei adam she'en darkan rizok, people who generally are not that easily knocked off. We say Adam Itle Mazu. So, okay, it's a lot more difficult for something like that to fall a human. And the lion can eat your parah, but it's unlikely that it'll eat you. So over there, Alakat Kamavi Kama. So Koshikin, the prosik is telling you that Shulchan Mitzvah, you don't have to worry. Amy Elabali Chabachazara. What about the way home? Talmud Lomar, Fanita Babokir, Vealachtalo Alecha. That after a chalta b'makom ha-shivcha shel lokecha, next morning you can go home in peace. Le'olecha, you'll find your ohel in perfectly good shape. Melamed she'telech v'timtza o'olcha b'shalom. So clearly the way back is included. V'kimi'akad afilu b'chazira ba'alecha l'amali. So if you're telling me that even the way home is protected, then obviously getting there should be protected. Why do I need the first part, the whole limud in the first part? No, the limud in the first part that talks about what will happen to the land you leave behind is going to teach me the limud of Rabbani. Yomer Rabbani, kol adam sheyesh lo karka ola l'regel. She'ein lo karka in ola l'regel. If you don't own property, you're not mechuyav in aliyah l'regel. We spoke about this earlier. about where Netzivan is, whether the reason he wasn't Ayla was because he didn't own Karka, was in Chutzlars. That is based on this Gemara. It's interesting that it's left out of the Rif and the Rambam, this thing about if you don't own property, then there's no Chiyuv of Aliyah L'Rayah. It's not brought in Halakha. And it's a lot of interesting discussion about it, because in the list of things that you find in Mishnayos and Brises about someone who owns Karka, the difference between one and the other, it doesn't list this. Some of that's the reason that it's not included, because we don't pass them like this. But in any event, Tosus says, but what about the drasha of the et? I mean, so how are we going to know about your Tarnagol and your... It's okay, I mean, the drasha of et is never more important than the main drasha. It's tough hell. I mean, if I'm telling you the din, then I'll tell you this. Yes, sir. So say it.
He said, when you deal with this artsakha, it's perceived as your land, and nobody will be hungry, nobody will want it. So don't perceive it as your own. But it's all because there's some land.
He was quoted. Om revavim baravad, om rev yitzhak, we've named ma ein peirot ginosar b'Yerushalayim. How come those delicious fruits that grow up around the Kinneret, how come they don't grow around Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim should also have to covet. Ah, that's because kedei shelo yu ole regolim omrim il malelo alino alecho peirot ginosar b'Yerushalayim dayenu. Of course, at that point, they wouldn't be called peirot ginosar; they would be called peirot Yerushalayim. Why peirot ginosar? Some say that's the same reason that a chazan isn't called. You know this. Chazan is not called a Nazach. Because since Chazan stands for Chazanim Zaymin Naroim, Chazanim are fools. So you say, you could also say Nazach, Naroim Zaymin Chazanim. But this is the same reason. They would still have to be Chazanim in order to say Naroim Zaymin Chazanim. This would still be Perot Yinusar of Yerushalayim. Very, 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 very. Very, very. See, we're coming from different worlds. The world of Yiddish human. And we play Ma. Omer of the Stoib, Reb Yanai. You play Ma in Chameh Tveria of Yerushalayim. Kidei Shol Yolah Regalim Omrim. Ah! Yom Alela Alino El Chutz B'Chameh Tveria. Vayenu. They would still be Chameh Tveria. But it's a good thing we came up here to Yerushalayim to get the Chameh Tveria. And the Nimtzeit Aliyah Shel HaLishma, that way people will come up L'Rega, they'll make a vacation out of it. So then it's a Shel HaLishma. Now we're supposed to go to Plet for Pesach.
Huh?
Never had a New York cheesecake here?
A New York cheesecake?
The bakery, you get a New York cheesecake.
Huh? That's right. That's the question, how to relate to the Gemara before. Clearly that's what it's doing here. The portion, again, if you don't learn like Rashi and Tosfos, that we're coming to define Shelo Lishma differently, then you don't have a problem. I'm ready to accept it. It's Shelo Lishma, so... Shelo Lishma means it's Shelo B'Tzedek. It doesn't mean Shelo B'Tzedek. Or is it Tzadik Gomor? What's the problem? You could be a Tzadik Gomor in the issue. It's certainly, we're not coming to define him as Tzadik as opposed to Rosh in terms of his din, the chlal, his status as a human being. That's obvious. When we're going to say somebody did one mitzvah is a Tzadik Gomor. We mean, this was done completely kehilkata. It's 100% true. I'm not going to tell a person this is not a mitzvah, because that's not my thing. The Lishma, Shelo Lishma in terms of a mitzvah. Would have to be Kavona Shelo Latzeit already. That is certainly not. So in the Mela, there's really no problem. According to the Rambam, it fits in beautifully. Despite the fact that we say Tzadik Gomer, the Gemara wants to clarify one. But you certainly wouldn't have wanted Aliyah Shelo Lishma. So there are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be Bavat on the Kavod Yerushalayim in order that people shouldn't be Isaac in it after for these reasons. He'll have to say that it would have meant really and truly that if, once I say, look, you know, if I only came up from this, it would be like, I would do it just for that. So already, you know, and maybe that becomes the Yiddish Kavana. Let's think about it. And then, Mamela, I'll be Yotzi Mitzvah. You know, it's a good time of the year to plan my trip. But that's all. The Iker reason I'm going is to have a trip. If I have a chance to do it during the time where I can do a mitzvah, why not? So then maybe it would be. And if I'm Shelo Lishma. Because the other case wasn't Shelo Lishma, because Yiddish Kavana. That's how, as I say, it's a little bit contortions, right? You have to go into contortions to do that into the Sukkah. It's easier the way the Rambam learns it. It's much more straightforward. Yeah. But it continues the Mishnah. We've gotten now into Or, into Arbaz, right? And into Lo'or Haner, even. Okay. And then the next thing is rather strange because it seems to be a complete non sequitur. Vameh amru shtei shirot b'marteif. Marteif? Who the heck ever spoke about a marteif? Mandach hashmei. Did you hear anybody say anything about a marteif? They were now asking, and when did they say about a marteif? Now, the thing is, the Mishnah said, kol makom she'ein machlisit bo chametz, ein tzarich bedika. Okay? So that would mean, as we just saw, from the word kol makom, we understand that that means even otzrot yayin, otzrot shem, things we're talking about. That's innate in those words. So then it immediately strikes you, so what's, well, hold on a second. So if that's the case, so why do we say that you do need bedika in marteif elsewhere? Ah, that must be a mokum shemach lisa bochomets. In other words, there's a din of an otzer b'mistapek. There's an otzer, there's a pantry, that you would go there in the middle of a meal, and that is how you have to distinguish between a kol and a not kol. What's included in the kol? How much do you have to be bodek? So the charmi omrim shtei shurot. What are the shtei shurot? Omrim yidah, the shtei shurot refer to min ha'aretz ba'ad shmei korah. They are the two outermost row columns of the three-dimensional cube. So the first, in other words, along the XY coordinates would be every coordinate would be filled. And then along the Z coordinate into the towards the back, it would only be the first row would be filled, right? So you'd have two rows that would be facing you. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, no. Two rows mean Shura Achat Kimin Gam. Take a gamma, and you have basically a three-dimensional gamma. So you have the entire top row. That means all of the Z, all the way in till the end, to the back of the cube, along the entire Y. And you would also have the entire XY, so you'd have a gamma, basically. Top of the cube, front of the cube. That's the meaning of Shtei Shurot. You didn't understand the first game. If you're facing a cube,
right.
So you have the first row in the cube.
Right.
The first row is a reference to what you would normally call all the rows and columns in a two-dimensional.
All first case, all first step.
Plus the one directly behind it.
Vertical.
The first two columns in the three-dimensional columns. And otherwise, you'd have to talk about the rows and the columns. Or the entire top and the entire bottom.
This up here, like the top of the water.
I'm sorry, let's keep it in a visual.
No, I didn't see what you did, but I assume it's fine. here we go. A Rubik cube right there in your art
book. That record was just broken.
Really?
8.5 seconds.
8.5 seconds?
About 9 seconds, something like that.
Oh my God. Absolutely insane. Fastest Pedifax comment to the West. 8.5 seconds. Okay, so those are the two she taught.
You're saying the market is the same as the Otsu Sai?
No, a marteif is a mistapek. It means not a deep cellar, but rather your pantry. Bameh amru shtei shurot b'marteif, that do need bedika, that's the mistapek. Well, you might go there with your sefer. No, and otzrot yayin means a wine cellar, which is generally not accessible. You keep it locked and so on. I mean, that's the whole tassel. My God, somebody's going to go down to the wine cellar casually. I mean, that's protected by a steel door that's 4 feet thick. Okay, so that's the machlokas in Beit Shammai. Well, obviously, it has to be taught that there's room. There's room. So, in other words, if in your storage area, you look to the back. You look to the back in order to get things out from the back. If you have in your own home, you have a bar, right? So you may have like 6 rows of bottles in your bar. So if you're looking for a particular bottle, don't take out all the bottles, but you will look on the top and see what's there. So you pull out your particular scotch from the back. It's the same idea with barrels. You go along the top. Tanya Kavati, the review. Tanya Kavati, the review. Tanya Kavati, the review. The Beit Shammai Amrim Shtei Shurot Apnei Kol Amartei Shtei Shurot Min Shamru Min Haaretz Vachmei Korah. When we say 2 rows, the rows consist of every single barrel from the floor to the roof. So Shtei Shurot would mean 2 such rows, and as referring to the 3-dimensional rows. And Tanya Kavati, the review. And Shtei Shurot Apnei Kol Amartei. chitzonah, the outer row, faces the petach, but the upper row faces the ceiling. El yonah ro'et ha-korah. Shelifnim emena v'shelamata emena, but the one that is further in and the one that is lower, neither of those rows require a bedika. V'etel el omrim, shtei shirot ha-chitzonot, shehina el yonot. Also, a very unclear statement, because is the main point chitzonot, or is the main point elyonot? This could be understood as the two uppermost, one facing you and one behind it, or it could be referring to the two outermost that are upper, so the top one facing you and one beneath it. It's not clear. Here too we have a machlokas. Omarav, this means elyonah v'shalamata imena. It means the top row in column one and in column two. So those are the two rows. Shmuel Omer, no, it doesn't mean that. It means the top column here in your outer facing row, and also it means in your inner facing, in other words, one behind it. So my time at a Rav, why is Rav saying it's the first and one beneath it? Because Rav says, look, the main statement over here is chitzonot. Shtei shurot ha-chitzonot. That's the main word. Now the elyonot are coming to explain which chitzonot. Okay, so the two chitzonot that are highest is what it's saying. But the main point that it's stressing, since it says it first, is the chitzonot. So therefore, that's what you got. Anything that isn't chitzon is not included. If it's not facing you, it's not chitzon. That's out of the running. When you say elyonot, you say, but it's not highest, so that should be out of the running. No, because that's now explaining which chitzonot. The uppermost, so we're qualifying chitzonot, exactly. Whereas, it says elyonot, that's just lemu'ute tatoi de tatayata. That's only saying anything lower than that is, even though it's chitzon, is not included. Whereas Shmuel says no, means the two upper, meaning the one all the way on top, the one behind it. Why? My time of diek elyonot. Even though it says chitzonah, chitzonah just means the most chitzonot of the elyonot. So Tosis explains, Rav holds that since you start with the word chitzon, we see that the qualification is on chitzon, but certainly the fundamental quality is that it should be chitzon. Whereas Shmuel says that elyon, since elyon is the word that is used to define what chitzon means, it doesn't only qualify, it defines. So selling elyonot, it means only the elyonot. So that's what we mean when we say chitzonot. Reb Chiya, Tanik Abasi de Rav. So Reb Chiya has a brisa like Rav that it means the two outside ones on top. But Kula Tanoi, all of the other brises, Tanik Abasi de Shmuel, that it's the two uppermost ones. The Hilchot Akavati de Shmuel, we pass him at Shmuel, which we don't. Kol Makom Sheimachlisi Bo Chametz, Kol Makom Latim, eh? Latu Yodetan Rabbonon, Chorei Bayet Elyonim Vatachtonim. The Gaga Yitziyah, the Gaga Migdal, the Retha Pakarvan will be the Matbein, Votzor Diayin, Votzor Shemen, and Tzrichim Medika, Shubing of Yilam and Mita, Choleke Petoch Abayet Umat Seket, Tzricha Medika, Braminu, Chor, Shubin Anam Lachaviro, Zebo Degad Mokom Shiro Begad, Zebo Degad Mokom Shiro Magad, Hashar, Mevat Lodu Libo, Rabban Shimon, the Gamma Yilam and Mita, Choleke Petoch Abayet, Vexim Avanim Shubin Tachte Umat Seket, Eina Tzricha Medika, Kashe Mita, Mita, Kashe Chorin Achorin. So chorin achorin lo kasher, obviously, habi loy bitatoy, and habi mitzioy. Mita bitanami lo kasher, habi midloy, habi bitatoy. How about yotzor yayin? Yotzor yayin ain't sarich bedika. Vatani yotzor yayin sarich bedika. Yotzor shemen ain't sarich bedika. Hakumai eskina and the mistapet. Yochi, so what's the difference between yayin and shemen? Shemenani? That's because shemen yesh kvala achila, but yayin ain't kvala shtia. Tani Rebbe Chiya, you should know that in Bodol, Asu Otsot Shechar, Ke Otsot Yayin Beretz Yisrael, in a case where it's Kemistapet. Omre Chista, Beidogim Ein Tzarech Bedika. Really? The Brayta says Tzrichim Bedika. Lo Kash, Abba Rav Rebei, where you know what you're going to be eating. And Har Bezutri. Omre Rav Abba Ravuna, Be Milchi, U Be Kiri, Tzarech Bedika. Omre Fobu, Be Tzivi, U Be Tamri, Tzarech Bedika. Tana, Im Bechaydin Oto Lakvis Yadol Lecholinu Stakin Lidog, Mipnei ha-sakana, my sakana. Inema mipnei sakana takrav. So then, ki mishtamish eichi ishtamish. Lot zorech de nofil. So i de nofil, omeli bedika. Vatlan chomet shenaflala mapolet areyu kemivuar. No, that's only shen ha-kelev yacholach ha-pesach harav. Acha kish ha-kelev yacholach ha-pesach harav. If it wouldn't be for the sakana, you'd have to do the bedika. Iva Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shulchei Mitzvah in Hanizokin, so what's the sakana? Amar Ravashi, Shema Torvar Macha, Va'ati Le'yuni Batra. So, even if he did, Kahai Gam Nalab Mitzvah, V'atanya Omer Sela Zulak Staka V'shvil Shiyach Yebeni, Oshe Yeh Bein Ha'olam Abba, Areza Tzadik Amur. Okay, but there's another problem. Dilma Bata, the Bata, you already yotze the mitzvah, Ati La'yuni Batra. Nagaba Yitzhak Omer, it's not the sakana of Akrab. It's Vishnu Sakanat Nochrim. And it's going according to Flimo, the Tanya Chorsh, the Yudila Armai, Bodeka Nokom Shiodo Magat Vasharma Vatlo Bilibo. Whereas Flimo Omer, don't even start. Kolatzmoino Bodek Bidea Sakana. What kind of Sakana? He named a Sakana Kshafim. So how does he use it even in a day? Come on. Atam Kishtamesh Yamama Nahura Lo Masaka Daite. Over here it's a Laila with a Shraga, oh man. Masaka daite, but good. Omer Rebelazar Shluchay Mitzvah in his okay. But Echad Shchicha is Eka Shain E. Shnema Vayom Shmuel Eich Eilech V'Shamar Shaul V'Hargeni Vayom Hashem Eglat Bakar Tikach V'Yadecha. It's a horrible comment on his understanding of Shaul. Shchicha is Eka, just awful. Bominei Mirav. Hani B'nei Beirav the diary of Baga. Ma'al Ametik Admoa V'Chashuch Al Beirav. Amlu Neitu, Alay V'Al Tzavarin. Okay, how about Nezil Mai? Amlu, whoops, lo yadana. Idmo Amru V'lazir Shuluk HaMitzvah Nini Zogan Lo V'Alei Chatan V'Lo B'Chazir Atan. Keman Ki Haitan, Adetan Yisi Ben Yuda Omer, Klapei Shamra Torah Lo Yachbod Yishat Ha'atzichah Melamit Shtei Paratcha Roah Be'efer In Chayam Mezikata. Tanegolatcha Menakeret V'Hashpa Ve'in Chulda Mezikata V'Lo Dvorim Kavach Omer. Uma Elo Shedarkan Nizok En Hanizokim. Bnei Adam She'en Darkan Nizok Alachar Kama V'Kama. En Liyela Ba'alicha Be'kazara Minayim. תעמוד לומר, ופנית בבוקר, והלכת לא עליך, מלמד שתלך ותמצא אורך בשלום. ותניחת אפילו בכזירה, בהליכה לא מלא, לקרב עמי, גם רבה מכל אדם שיש לו קרקע עולה לרגל, שאין לו קרקע אין עולה לרגל. אמר רבי אבן בר עבד, או אמר רבי יצחק ממה, אין פירות גינוסר בירושלים, כדי שלא יהיו עולה רגלים אומרים, ימלא לא עלינו אלא לכו פירות גינוסר בירושלים, דיינו. נמצאת עלייה שלא נשמע, כיוצא בו אמר רבי סטוי ורבי ענאי, בפני מה אין לך מטבריה בירושלים, כדי שלא יהיו עולי רגלים אומרים, ימלא לא עלינו, אלא ללחוץ בך מטבריה דיינו, ונמצאת עלייה שלא נשמע, ובמה אמרו שתי שורות במרתף, מרתף, מנדר חשמי, אוקיי כלומר, כל מקום שאין מכניסים בו חמץ, אין צריך בדיקה, אוקיי, so that's immediately suggests otzot yain, otzot shemen, nami etzorek b'dika. So then, b'ma'al mushtei shorot b'ma'atev, b'kom shemek v'sibol chometz, u'b'mistapeg. What's the shir b'chamay omrim shtei shorot? Omrev yudavi shtei shorot, min min aretz v'chmei korah, twice. Rev yochram, no, shurah chat min gam. Tanik avasid rev yud, tanik avasid rev yoch. Tanik avasid rev yud, b'chamay omrim shtei shorot opdei kol amartev, shtei shorot sh'amru, are mina aretz v'chmei korah. Both of them. Tanik avasid rev yochanan, shtei shorot opdei kol amartev, v'chitzona shurah is ro'at ha'petach, and the elyona is ro'at ha'korah, but shalifnim emena v'shalamata emena, ain't tzarich b'dika. B'tilel omrim shtei shorot ha'chitzonot she'hina elyonot, omarav, elyona, בשלמת הימנה, בשמול העליונה ושלפנים הימנה. מה הייתה עם דרב? די חיצונות. אי, וצז עליונות, that just is למות את התועדת תיאטה. שמול אומר עליונה ושלפנים הימנה. מה הייתה עם הדייק עליונות? אי, but it does say חיצונה. No, that's למות את גדיאטה וגדיאטה. רבי חייתה נקבעתי דרב, וכולו תנאי תנקבעתי לשמואל, ואיוך אתה קבעתי לשמואל.